9C. Listening. A.
Hi, Ikram.
Hi, Susan.
How are you feeling? You look sad.
I do feel sad. I also feel worried. Did you hear the news about my father?
No, I didn't. Is it bad news?
Yes. He's very sick, and I'm afraid that he will not feel better soon. He's always tired and sleeps all day.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's awful.
Yes, it is. I wish I were at home to help my mother take care of him, but I'm far away.
It is very hard to be far away from family. If I were you, I would feel very worried too. Your dad's situation is very unfortunate.
Yes, it is. But enough talking about sad things. How are you feeling? You look quite happy.
That's because I feel happy. I've got wonderful news for you.
For me?
Yes, for you. Guess what?
What?
Did you hear that someone in our school won the lottery?
I did hear that. Why is that wonderful news for me?
You won the lottery! Congratulations! You'll get more than $10 million!
What fantastic news! I can't believe it!
We always thought about what we would do if we won the lottery. Do you remember?
Yes. It was always a game, just for fun. Now it's real. What fantastic news!
What will you do with the money?
I will take the money and buy a new house for my parents and my brothers and sisters. I will pay for my father to go to the doctor and for his medicine. I hope he will feel better soon and gain more energy.
That sounds like a great plan.
What would you do if you won the lottery, Susan?
Well, I would also buy my parents a house. Then I would quit my job and travel around the world.
Well, guess what? I've got good news for you too.
What is it?
I'm going to share my money with you.
What fantastic news! That's so nice of you.
You're my best friend, Susan. Of course I will share with you.
Thank you so much, Ikram.
You're welcome. I was sad and nervous at the beginning of today, but you made me feel so happy with this good news. Now I must go home and tell my dad.
That sounds like a good plan. I will see you tomorrow.
Goodbye. I will see you tomorrow.